So you had another sort of part two to this case that I think is really interesting in terms of what happened in the second week.
Right. So part two of this is a scenario that we see commonly, and that is patients have infection. These patients are at high risk for infection because their immune system's not normal. So in this case, this patient developed a pneumonia and needed to be admitted to the hospital for IV antibiotics at the end of the second week of treatment. So the hospitalization related to an unrelated issue of pneumonia required the drug to be held. And I think an important topic to talk about is in patients who have an interruption in their dose, particularly if they're getting dose escalation, how do you manage those patients? What do you do? And so in this case, the patient had about a week delay or a week interruption in their venetoclax treatment to get treatment for their pneumonia during their hospitalization. And the appropriate approach in this case that we took was to reinitiate drug, but to restart the escalation. So the patient had finished the 50 milligram dose level, but the patient still had an elevated white blood cell count of 35,000 when we were reinitiating. We didn't rescan the patient, but in this case, with about a week interruption of treatment and a persistently elevated white blood cell count, I think the appropriate thing to do was to restart the escalation. So we went back to the 20 milligram dose and initiated at 20 milligrams and then went through again for a week for the 20 milligram dose and then up to 50 milligrams. If a patient's further along in their escalation, usually the bulk of disease is less. Usually the white count is normalized during the fourth and fifth week, and so the risk for TLS in those cases in that situation is, I think, lower. And in that situation, had this patient been in during week three, we would probably backed off and reinitiated at the last prior dose and then continue the escalation through that rather than starting all over again.
And I'm kind of curious, how low was the patient's white count, and do you think it was from the venetoclax?
So this patient's white count went down to 35,000.
No, I'm sorry, I meant the neutrophil count.
So we do see low, I don't remember off the top of my head what the neutrophil count in this case was, but even prior to treatment in patients who have an elevated white count, 30,000, 40,000, there is a dilutional effect and it's not uncommon for us to see neutropenia. That's not the same as if you have neutropenia from chemotherapy per se, because these patients have, there's a dilutional effect and they usually will be able to mount some response. So for example, if I have a patient with a white count of 35,000, they have CLL and they have an ANC of 200, I don't necessarily put those patients on neutropenic prophylaxis because their risk is not as high as if they are truly neutropenic from some other reason like chemotherapy.